Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends. We are back for round 16 of our punting preview show. It's a bonus episode because it's a bonus that we get to do this for you guys every week for free. It's one of Dane's favourite 20 minutes of his lockdown. You're up in lockdown, aren't you, Dane? But you're still doing it for the people while you're up there working from home.
Oh, man. Well, Lord, my generosity knows no bounds.
Can I make an early request?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No early crow, Dane, until the end of the whole round. You got too excited over getting the first two right. I think you'll let us down from there.
Listen, I've got to be better.
Got to lift a little.
I said, I learned from myself. Listen, I've always said, I apologise if I think I need to apologise. And I apologise to the fans. I made some rash decisions. You know what? I'll be better, and I will be better this week. So,
good.
Hand up. That's on me. My fault. Started off, and you know what? As you would know, Ralph, like if you win early on race day, it's a fucking bad thing because you give it all back.
You'd rather get the last two.
Exactly. You'd rather win than the last two. You walk out with a bit of fucking shushka in your pocket where you win on the first two, you put it all back. So my fault. But listen, if we didn't have I think I was 4 out of 9 games, so I was just under 500.
That's been our worst week around the 500. Yeah,
if we didn't, exactly right, Rob. If we didn't have a losing week, we wouldn't feel human. People would think the joint's rigged.
Correct.
We've got the Sports Almanac. Well, we don't have the Sports Almanac from 2021. We are normal punters just doing our best. And sometimes you fucking know, but we had our best bet won. So technically, if you have more units on our best bet, you'd come out even. So I think I was 4 from 9. Like your best bet, you have more on it. So I've come out even. So, hey, listen, if our worst is even, Ralph, we're going okay.
Exactly.
We're doing not bad. Well, let's get into it. This round is, there's a few uncertainties still, but we'll charge ahead with what we know so far. The first game sees the Gold Coast Suns taking on Richmond. It's at Marvel Stadium. Gold Coast is paying $5.80, Richmond $1.14. Cool. The line is 34.5, and the over-unders, Dane, is 166.5.
My go?
Yes.
Your go, yes.
I can't, in good faith for the fans, give Richmond a 6-goal head start. I think they win, but I don't think they win by 6 goals. So I'm taking Gold Coast
at the line
with the 34-point head start is what I'll be doing. Gold Coast. Horrendous. They've all of a sudden become the worst side in the league. They need me to go up there and fix them up, but I'm up here. So maybe I could just pop in for an earn. But yeah, I think they cover the line. I don't know how, but I think they find a way. Because you know why, Ralph?
Why?
Math science is creeping into the Gold Coast.
Is it?
It's coming.
They're so shit, they're about to be not shit, so shit.
Exactly. It is coming. Okay. They will either get close or win a game soon. This has got a sneaky math science feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think they win, but I think they keep it close.
Ralph. Well, we're disagreeing early here. So my point that I think we've seen is that sides actually, with two notable exceptions, and they were young sides who were knackered at the end of it, but sides actually haven't rebounded hard off the bye. In fact, if anything, they've been flat off the bye. Richmond come off a bye. They were terrible against St Kilda. They were just off, weren't they, Swanee? They just...
You know, disgusting.
Yeah, they just weren't, you know, even Dusty was missing things that he wouldn't normally miss, and that's a fair starting point. So I think with that under the belt, the whole week being about, oh, is the era over and all that, I think the era is over, but as I said in part one, what we see with great sides is that they're inconsistent at the end of the era, but their best is still enormous. I think they're going to – are we still allowed to use this phrase? I think they're going to beat them like a redheaded stepson. So they're going to smash the Gold Coast, who are terrible. Lynch back at Marvel, I think, is a big thing. They can go direct, and I think it'll be easily they'll cover the line. It'll be an embarrassment.
Easily, okay.
Easily.
Wow. Easily, yeah. Wow. You've nearly persuaded me, Ralph, but I'm not going to.
Good.
Sticking to his guns. Well, that's a Thursday night game, and we're going to move on to Friday night footy, where Geelong is hosting Essendon at GMHBA Stadium. Geelong paying $1.24, Essendon $4.10. The line is 24.5, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 155.5.
Yes, well, we were very excited about our best bet, Brisbane getting home easily. Last week easy. With the one goal in, because said Geelong were up. They were really up. Port and the Bulldogs, they couldn't have played any better. Then they travel up to the Brisbane, and they had their flat day, whereas Brisbane really were peaked. I think it's the opposite here. Now they've had their flat run, and Essendon have been up, even though they come off a loss. They played to their absolute best against Melbourne. They played their best against Hawthorn. They also played really well against Richmond when they gassed out late. It's at Geelong. Just back the Cats at the line.
I haven't got much more to add, Ralph. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Essendon a good young side, and if their development goes on the arc they're meant to be going at, they'll be a very good side soon. But obviously potential is never guaranteed, but I think Geelong, after getting embarrassed against Brisbane, will rebound. They play that ground very well. So I'm with you, Ralph. I think they cover the four goals.
Rightio, we're moving on to your mob, Ralph. Melbourne are hosting Greater Western Sydney at the MCG. They're paying $1.17 and GWS paying $5.10. The line is 30.5 and the over-unders, Ralph, is 154.5.
Me again, okay. So the GWS, they had a flat day against Hawthorn last week.
Disgusting.
Yes, which disappointed us. But I always say about the overreaction to a week, 31.5 is a big head start. And I think one thing that GWS, their sole focus this week will be on doing what Essendon didn't, which was bomb the ball high to May and Lever. So that says a bit of a scrappy game. They're going to be prepared to be patient, hence the over-under total is very low at 154.5. And it's a wet day. So Melbourne's priced on where they are on the ladder and where GWS is on the ladder. But on this game itself, I think it'll be a dogfight. So 30.5 is a big head start for the D's to give. So I expect Melbourne to win. I obviously hope they do, but I think the line, GWS, is the bet.
Yeah, I can't give. I could be proven wrong here. If Melbourne beat any size below 10, 15 goals? Or
No, they haven't had a side all year. That is absolutely true.
I think that happens again, the way Melbourne's game style, and that is. Bit like yourself, I don't think they kick a huge score. I think GWS keep it within five goals. They were embarrassed on them. Where is this game? The MCG?
Yeah.
MCG.
Yeah. GWS embarrassed themselves on the weekend. They embarrassed me with that pick, and I've apologised to the fans. That's on me. I should have known better, but I'm riding. I'm sticking with them this week. I think they cover. I don't think they win, but I think they cover the five goals.
We'll move over to Adelaide now. At Adelaide Oval, the Adelaide Crows are hosting the Brisbane Lions. Adelaide paying $4.45. The Brisbane Lions, $1.21. The line for the game is 26.5. And the total points over-under, Dane, is 167.5.
Where's this game? Sorry?
I think Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide?
Yeah.
Do you know they're allowed to go there?
Yes, Adelaide's the only, South Australia's the only state with nothing at the moment.
Okay, they haven't gone into lockdown, which is bewildering. But
No, masks and a few masks, basic stuff.
Do we have a weather check for me?
I can give you a weather check while you waffle on.
Showers.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, I was going to take the over, but saying that I think Adelaide keep it within four goals. I'm not sure how Brisbane are away. I think they win, but I think they keep it close. And I think Adelaide, what was it, 25 and a half?
That's what I've got. 26
and a half.
Oh, give me that extra point. Yep, I think Adelaide keep it close. I'm taking Adelaide. If it's a nice day and the rain's not affected, I'll be taking the over would be my best bet. But obviously, if you're listening to this, wait until game day. And if it looks like a normal day, take the over. If not, take Adelaide with the 26 at the start.
Yeah, that's a big line. I agree with you. It's a big line. Brisbane were obviously fantastic against the Cats, but I think that's blown out the line a little bit. And that was the classic case. They went by, scrapped it out against the Suns, and then they peaked. Whereas Adelaide, they fell in against the Saints in the heat up north. Then they had the bye. They didn't have their sea legs last week against Carlton. I know they started well, but then they finished well. That middle part was just horrendous. Back at home, they're going to make it competitive in 26 and a half. I think it's too big a head start. So the Crows.
Yeah.
Well, the next game is supposed to be Fremantle Dockers hosting the Carlton Blues. However, a venue is yet to be decided for that. I think we're looking at either Tasmania or another game at Geelong. Should still have an opinion on these two sides, though, based on their previous performances. We just don't have any markets as yet. So, Ralph, did you want to have a chat about Frio taking on Carlton?
Yeah, I don't know what the odds are. I don't know what the line is.
What do you think the line will be?
I think the line will be Carlton 8.5.
I was going to say 8.5 myself, actually. So
there we go. Smart punters think alike. And I think Frio is a nice bet because Frio are playing for their coach. They come off beating the Pies. They had the bye the week before. They can even play better because they got Nat Fyfe in. Carlton, and on the other hand, let's look at their whole body of work, not just last week. And as I said, Adelaide weren't really in the zone. I don't like saying this, given that I've got no ability and was never good enough, but Carlton as a group play like downhill skiers, and I don't think Frio do at all. So Frio at the line, whatever the line is.
Yeah, well, I'm the opposite. I don't think Carlton are any good, but I don't think Frio are any good either.
That's true.
And it's in Tassie or where did you say? Tassie or where? Or Melbourne?
Or Geelong.
Or Geelong.
Or Geelong. I like Carlton a lot. If it's a up to two goal head start, I'm taking Carlton. I think they get it done. I don't think they're very good. They weren't fucking super impressive against the Crows on the weekend, but I'm going to take Adelaide. I'm going to take Carlton with the up to minus two goal head start.
Do you think either of those venues will have much an effect on the outcome of this game? I mean, both. Bloody freezing, but winning the travel of both teams.
The only way I would have taken Frio is if it was in Perth. Anywhere else in around the country, I'm sticking with Carlton.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ralph?
Yeah. I just think it's the way Fremantle travelled well last week, so they're playing for their coach.
They didn't play much, Ralph.
Well, let's move on to the last game of Saturday night footy where the Hawthorn Hawks are hosting Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Hawthorn paying $3.34. Port Adelaide are paying $1.33. The line for this game is 19.5 and the over-unders is 162.5, Dane.
Port fucked me last week against the Swans. Buddy turned it on in the last and buried my... bet, but once again, Port just aren't very good against top eight sides. But what do they do to shit sides?
Smash them.
They smash them. So saying that, was it a 20-point head start, 19-point head start?
19.5.
Yep. I like Port to cover it.
I'm with you. Hawthorn have been up. They were horrendous against the Gold Coast, but they beat Sydney. They played to their best against the Bombers. They beat GWS. They're due for a down because they're just not that good. Whereas, exactly as you said, 20, Porter doing the job and doing it well. Sydney played really well against them. It was a cracking game. And I do think the most overrated thing, I know I spent too long with Sam Newman, but milestone games are overrated. So Sean Burgoyne's amazing milestone, but Port to cover the line, 19.5.
Correct.
Well, moving on to Sunday footy, the Sydney Swans are hosting the West Coast Eagles, but it's again at GMHBA Stadium. It's down in Geelong. Sydney are paying $1.84, West Coast $2. The line is 1.5, and the over-unders for this game, Ralph, is 161.5.
Yeah, it's pretty much a pick 'em. So at Cardinia Park, West Coast were horrible last time against Geelong, but I'm going on this theory that I've mentioned before. Sides have been rusty after a bye. That wasn't a real home game given they had no crowd. And the Bulldogs are really, really good. So they were rusty. They had a few changes. Now they've got some cohesion. And I think they're going to play at their absolute best. And in a pick 'em game, I do like West Coast to beat Sydney.
I agree with everything you said, Ralph. They are, I like West Coast a lot here. I think, I'm not sure Sydney, I haven't seen the ladder. I haven't looked at the ladder. I don't think Sydney are that good. Buddy obviously helps them. I'm with you. I think West Coast are good enough to cover the 3.5 head start or whatever it is. West Coast for me. I don't know why. I have no faith in them because they let me down on the weekend. Fucking useless. I don't think they're any good. They won't win a final, but I think they beat Sydney by a goal.
So obviously this is not a home ground for either of them, and GMHBA Stadium, like you've said, the difference with the different sizes of grounds and stuff. Are we going to see a tighter game because it's not a home game for either of them? They're going to be figuring out this field, or is it going to be one of them going to have a massive advantage over the other, do you think?
It's a long ground, I think, which Subiaco used to be a long ground. Sydney's ground is very small, so maybe that might come into play, but I think it's probably neutral. I don't think it really helps or hinders either side. They're both playing on neutral territory, but fuck, I've been proven wrong before, Sam, only once, but I've been proven wrong before.
Did you admit it?
Not publicly.
Ralph, do you have an opinion on that?
That he's been wrong? Never.
Exactly.
We'll leave it at that. Moving on to the next game, Collingwood are hosting St Kilda at the MCG. Collingwood playing $1.83, St Kilda $2.01. The line for this Dane is 2.5 and the over-unders is 152.5.
Can you read the head-to-head betting again there?
Yes, Collingwood, $1.83. St Kilda, $2.01.
Oh, fuck. How on this earth, Collingwood are $1.80 and St Kilda $2 after what we witnessed on the weekend has me fucked. St Kilda $2 is the best value of the round. So St Kilda look like Richmond laid an egg, obviously, but I like St Kilda at $2. Absolutely love them. It's fact to say I'm nearly, if it wasn't Collingwood, I'd say they're the better of the round. But it's the side I barry for, so I can't have the best bet against them. But fuck, St Kilda's a good bet here, I think.
Well, you've got Collingwood wrong all year, and that gives me great hope that I'm with Collingwood.
I have. They're fucking
again,
assholes.
Collingwood were off the bye, and also they played at their best for Nathan's last game. So They needed their sea legs and JDG back for Collingwood this week. St Kilda, exactly as you said, Dane, if you looked on last week, you can't, but I always say don't overreact over 1 week. St Kilda's whole body work this year has generally been disgusting. So I think Collingwood will rebound, St Kilda will revert to the mean, and that makes Collingwood a good thing.
I did say Collingwood's team total over last week, and the team total was over 78.5, and you know what they scored?
What?
79. So I was on there if you had taken the team total, but guess who didn't?
Just the lines are smart.
Exactly.
Well, let's move on to the final game of the round where the Western Bulldogs are hosting North Melbourne at Marvel Stadium. The Western Bulldogs are paying $1.04. North Melbourne looks like value here, $11. The line, Ralph, is 49.5 and the over-unders is 169.5.
All right, so this line is based on two things. One, where the respective sides are on the ladder, obviously. I mean, what is, are they second last and second top, I think, off the top
of
my
head? Who's last? Who's on the bottom?
Or is it maybe they're last? Gold Coast would be.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, North's only won one game. They must be last without even looking up. So
North are last.
But the other thing is, round two was that massive smashing that Western Bulldogs gave North. That was North's second game under David Noble. Clearly, they're now a better side. They're playing for him. They're giving it everything. And also, I reckon, they will be absolutely soul-focused on this game for a bit of respect back. Whereas, conversely, Western Bulldogs, they went to Perth. They smashed up the Eagles. They just lost to the Cats. They'll want to get the win, but they'll be happy with just getting the win. It'll be one of those, take the 4 points and move on to next week. So that's a massive line, 49.5. I think it'll David Noble will be keen to make it a scrap. The entire North Melbourne side will be focused on not being embarrassed a second time, and that makes Kangas bet of the round.
Wow.
49.5 start.
Dane.
Once again, have I said my bet of the round yet?
No.
No, you were going.
Because you know why, Ralph? We've done it again.
Have you?
I'm exactly the same. I can't give an AFL side 10 goals in or not 8 goals in. For all the reasons you mentioned, I think North have improved a lot. Same Bulldogs coming back from Perth. I think they get the job done. Just a blue-collar job, 4 or 5, 6 goal win. That's enough to cover the line. North are my bet of the round 2 at 50 points. I'll add 50.5 first. Obviously, the line's come in a bit. My $10 multi is fucking crushed the market. So, North is better around for me.
Before we do the multis, what's the Bala code?
Angry raccoon.
Angry raccoon.
Yeah.
So when you go to the checkout,
how much discount?
That's right.
Have a good discount.
Well, yeah, you're punching in the fucking wherever you have to punch in this code.
At the checkout, Dave.
And what's the discount?
We'll give you 20% off.
All right, and I'll give two. If anyone gets my Flemington form, here's the thing. After the meeting, you can tell me how much you wanted to pay. So it's $29 if you get my full form. So that's ratio@ralphie.com.au. And after the meeting, if you think it was shit, you say, give me a $29 voucher back refund. I don't get back cash, but I'll give a voucher back. But if you thought I saw it well, don't send me an email. So that's the thing. So that's the offer. But if I see him well, and then you want a full voucher back, I will give it back to you, but then I'll never give you another offer.
Gee, you're a man of the people, Ralph. You're a man of the people.
So that's my offer there, only for this podcast.
You two are just giving.
And FYI, this discount code will come in to play on Thursday, just in case this comes up, because the people who are working have got normal jobs. So this will come in as of Thursday. Today's Wednesday, obviously. It's Wednesday in the world. So type in the code from Thursday and you'll get it for a week until we do the next podcast. Then it'll be off.
Great.
My multi. Richmond over, Geelong over, GWS. Anyway, the line. These are all lines. Sorry. Richmond line, Geelong at the line, GWS at the line, Kangas at the line, Collingwood win.
My multi is North at the line, Adelaide at the line, West Coast and St Kilda to win.
Wonderful. And clarifying, both your best bets are the same in the North game?
Yep. Kangas.
North, yep.
Wonderful. Well, that's it from us for another round.
Guys.
Round 16. Swanee from lockdown on school holidays in Noosa. Always giving back both of them. Thanks very much for joining us. And if you're having a flutter over the weekend, please do so responsibly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.